Hi, this is Francesca Hoagie, and I'm so excited to introduce you to my brand new podcast, Dear Franny. Dear Franny is a podcast where I have uncommon, unconventional, unorthodox, candid, funny, insightful, thought-provoking conversations on my very favorite topics, which are love, of course, and relationships and sex and creativity and all the things that are most important and most meaningful things in life. So I hope that you enjoy it, this little sneak preview, just a little tease, just to give you a flavor of what Dear Franny is all about and what you can expect in our very first season. I hope you enjoy.
So there are a couple things here. One is that I don't work with couples who, if anyone in the relationship has a foot out the door, that just won't work.
Yeah.
Because it's always the person who cares less that controls the relationship, period.
Canisexual is a word that I made up and then trademarked. And
so it was smart.
Thank you. I was really happy that I was kind of on top of that. And it refers to anyone who mindfully and deliberately combines sex and cannabis to deepen intimacy and enhance pleasure, whether they're solo or partnered. And I really kind of meant it as a paradigm, as a philosophy. Some people have taken it on as like a sexual orientation. That's totally fine. I fully support people identifying however they choose.
So you basically had two coming outs because you came out as gay and then you had to come out as an actor.
Exactly.
Which one was harder?
I thought
which
was you were a received? Lawyer and I was like, I was an actor playing a law student for 3 years. That's a really, really good question. I think the one that was more easily received was coming out as gay.
I believe it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you go to a museum and see sketches of people that were made hundreds of years ago. And, you know, that person and everything around them, that their environment is completely gone. But here you're standing in front of a face that was rendered with a lot of care.
Yeah.
You're getting a feeling from this face that like the person who did this was clearly in love with the person they were looking at, whether it was like just like a filial love, fraternal love.
My goal of my writing is to inspire other women and non-binary individuals to just really prioritize their pleasure. And you deserve to have sexual partners give a shit about your pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, Survivor ended two of my relationships.
It ended one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. I mean, I bet if you talk to a lot of people that have played Survivor, they'd have similar experiences.
And there you have it. You just heard from sex and relationship coach Tazima Paris, sex educator and cannabis advocate Ashley Manta, also known as the Canisexual, actor Paul Walling, the lead singer of one of my favorite artists of all time, the band TV on the Radio, all-around creative genius and Zen master Tunde Adebempe, Playboy sex writer Dana Hamilton, and three-time Survivor contestant Twice With Me, and the co-host of People Now, TV host Andrea Belke. And I've got lots of great guests coming up this first season. New York Times bestselling author Mandy Hale, dating coach, TV host, host of the podcast Dates and Mates, Damona Hoffman, and so many more. I'm so excited for you to hear. So if you like the sound of this, then go ahead and subscribe right now. That way you won't miss an episode. Our first 10 episodes are going to drop in a few days, and I would love for you to listen and to rate, review us. Let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find me on all social media at Dear Franny, and you can also follow the podcast at Dear Franny Podcast on Instagram. How easy is that? Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Goodbye for now.